Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, just before we begin our next item, a warning that this may not be suitable for younger listeners. It's the latest bizarre twist in a case that has horrified France. Dominique Pellicot is on trial, accused of sedating his wife and recruiting some 80 men over the internet to rape her. 50 other men have been charged in this case. And one of the lawyers representing two of these co-accused has caused outrage by posting a video of herself dancing in her car to a Wham song, which seems to make light of these very serious allegations. Global reporter with the Mail Online, Nick Pisa, is in Avignon and he has the story now. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning to you and to your listeners.
Let's start with this video posted over the weekend by this lawyer. Yeah. Will you describe it to us and why has it caused such outrage?
Yes, well, as you said in your introduction there, it was posted by a lady called Nadia Albaroumi. She is a lawyer representing two of the accused in this case. And for those who aren't fully aware of it, there are 51 men, including Dominique Pellicot. That's the husband of Gisèle Pellicot, has waived her anonymity, involved in this case. And he is accused of drugging his wife and then allowing these men to rape her over a period of about 10 years at their home in Mazan near Avignon. But as you say, to go back to your original question, yeah, this lawyer, Nadia Albaroumi, posted this video on her Instagram page at the weekend in which she is sat in her car dancing to Wham's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, flexing her muscles, pointing to her biceps. The caption said, "To all those who are trying to muzzle me, you need to wake up early to outsmart me." But certainly a lot of people said that there was a very evident connection to the case. La Provence, the local newspaper, said you could barely miss it. You know, it highlighted the modus operandi of Dominique Pellicot of sedating his wife to allow these men to rape her. And they said that you just cannot miss the connection between that song and the case.
And she has been criticised for, I mean, she is defending her clients, let it be said, and she has every right to do that. They have every right to a defence. But she has been criticised in how she has behaved in court, particularly around the videos and images of Mrs. Pellicot.
Yes, that's right. So last week, when these these graphic images, which were found at Mr. Pellicot's home on his hard drives in a file labelled abuse, more than 20,000 pictures of his wife with the men who accused him, and we should say at least 30 others who haven't been identified. Mrs. Pellicot allowed these pictures to be shown. She said that she wanted the trial to be heard in public, although she did ask for the public to be cleared from the public gallery and only the media to remain and view these pictures. But yes, there was a bit of a fiery exchange between this lawyer, Nadia Albaroumi, and the lawyers representing Mrs. Pellicot, because she insisted that she was smiling in these pictures and seemed to be having a pleasant time and enjoying herself. And in no way did it prove that she was drugged and being coerced by her husband.
So coming back to the reaction to this video that this lawyer posted, We obviously have the outrage from the public. What has been the reaction from the legal profession?
Well, certainly a lot of her colleagues, a lot of her compatriots in the legal profession have come out and spoken out against her. They said that it demeans the role of lawyers and that it belittles their profession. There was also a university professor from the law department in the University of Évry near Paris who came out and said that a lawyer has to uphold their role within the profession and to maintain decorum and dignity at all time and to be wary of what they're posting on social media. I mean, it's interesting you make that point, because just yesterday the court here in Avignon did actually issue a press release asking all parties involved to maintain and follow the French Penal Code of obviously innocent until proven guilty, and to maintain a decent decorum and treat the case with respect.
Mm-hmm. But the prosecution haven't asked for her to be removed from the case. It hasn't gotten that far.
No, not at all, no. Mm-hmm. She is, as I say, representing two of the men who are on trial here at the moment. This trial is going to go on until December, and what we've had this week is that they've broken it up. Instead, last week it was just chaos in there. There's 50-odd people in there, plus their representatives, their lawyers. This week the judge has said he's going to break it down into four blocks with six of the accused in each block. So this week we have six appearing, and then we'll have another six the following week. and so on and so forth.
Can you describe that chaos to us? Because we have seen the pictures from outside the court where you have people protesting, people cheering for Madame Pellico when she arrives. What is it like there?
Well, again, as you said there, every morning and every time she leaves, every time there's a break, I mean, you've called actually at a quite timely time because there's a quick coffee break now. She comes out and there is an overflow room for the general public to watch this case. And as she walks out, she's cheered, she's applauded, and obviously she returns that applause. She puts her hands together in thanks. She's got her son with her today, David, who also thanks the supporters who've turned up here. And then we have the 50 or so accused who turn up. Sorry, let me phrase that. 18 are actually in the box. There's around 30 odd who are on bail. But as I say, there's only about six that are here today because they've jiggled it around. But these men came in last week, the majority of them with masks, with hoodies, with baseball caps, with sunglasses, and they were all booed and jeered as they walked into court. And obviously the French and media colleagues and ourselves are trying to, you know, photograph them and film them as they walk in. And there was a bit of tension last week. One of them took umbrage at being filmed and jostled a reporter from BFM TV, a local French news outlet here, and the lawyer had to step in and maintain calm. And they've also brought in extra security, extra police force, extra police numbers for the case.
Do they have family and friends with them, these men, or is it just the legal team?
They do have family and friends with them. In fact, yesterday we did hear from the ex-wives and partners of some of the men who all said they had no idea that this was going on, and they literally just fell from the ceiling when they heard that this was, that their partners were involved in this, and they were just absolutely horrified and disgusted. And a lot of them have actually left, but one woman who was here yesterday and gave an interview to French TV said that she was backing her husband 100%. Her and her daughter had full faith in her husband, and that it was all a conspiracy and a plot by the Pellicos.
Mm-hmm. And reading the job descriptions of the accused, like you have a carpenter, a builder, a retired. These are ordinary men with, you know, mostly very ordinary lives, Nick. Isn't that the reason why this has gripped French society and the media so much?
Yes. Well, as the French are using the expression Monsieur Tout Le Monde, you know, Mr. Everybody, Mr. Joe Bloggs, Mr. Ordinary. And as you say, there's a carpenter, there's a recruitment consultant, there's a fireman, there's pensioner. These guys range from, there's also a former soldier, actually, who's due to testify later today. They range from 23 up to 72 years old. And they've all got very ordinary jobs, very ordinary backgrounds, and it has gripped the media here. They are absolutely obsessed with it. And one thing that they are also obsessed about is the fact that we are here as well, the international media. They are also interviewing foreign press here because they're just interested to find out why we are here as well. And I think it's because it is a story, it's a horrific story that has just made headlines around the world when you think about how long it went on. And the people involved in the modus operandi.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that the judge has made that decision to break it down now into smaller groups, has that made a difference? Is it calmer there?
I'll be honest with you, yes, it is. There's obviously, it's gone down by, a quarter compared to what it was last week. And in fact, to get in last week, you had to get here pretty early into the actual courtroom itself and form a long queue. But now that queue is gone, it's a lot easier to get in, and there aren't so many people here for the hearing. So I'm sure as it goes on, and we're near the end of the trial, which is due to finish sometime in December, those crowds will pick up again. But certainly the overflow room is absolutely packed every day. Mm.
Her husband has admitted this, but of course we have to go through the co-accused trial. So that's going to take us through, right through, you say, to December.
December the 20th is when they envisage it that it will finish. And we'll probably get away. If they are convicted, they face at least 20 years in jail. Mr. Pellico, as you said there, he has admitted his part in it when he gave evidence at the beginning of the trial. And his words were, yes, I'm a rapist. And just like many of the men, just like the rest of the men in this room.
All right, Nick. Well, I'm sure we will speak to you again about this case. But for now, thank you very much. Nick Pisa there in Avignon. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.